In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
He is 100% in support of me. Like, the supporting an issue, you know. He is absolutely outstanding. And, like, his ability to listen to us, his ability to be there for us, his ability to be in it with us is absolutely 100% awesome. And, like, it's everybody. It's all hands-on-deck mentality with the organization, and I can't say enough about that.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign of a season that's not going well.
Right.
When the coach, whether it's college or pro, starts getting asked about the support of his employer.
Yep.
In this case, it's Raheem Morris being asked about the support of Arthur Blank. Obviously, in college, it happens as teams go bad, and then the AD has to send out the dreaded vote of confidence, which we all know what follows that. I mean, Raheem said what Raheem is going to say in that situation, because he's also 100% employed by the Falcons right now. So I'm sure he does have 100% support. I personally don't think that'll be true in about a month from right now, but who knows? I mean, honestly, who knows?
Who knows what?
Whether or not they'll move on or keep them or
that's
whatever.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's not gonna happen. Because it didn't stay. It didn't even stay the same.
What didn't?
The seasons. Year one, year two. It didn't stay the same.
Uh-huh.
I know you're not in the playoffs,
right?
But
right.
I'm talking about no.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
like you fell off.
Yeah, if it was the same, Andy,
like Davion said,
maybe. But
it
regressed. It got worse.
It did, yeah.
You know, and so that's the thing right there is,
and
like,
you're right.
If there were signs of improvement, you might have some. But there has not been any signs of improvement.
100%.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah. And
I just I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You stay the I don't know corner. No, it's a done.
I'm like 90%. Yeah. 90%.
I'm 100.
Okay.
I'm 100. I'm 100 because of the fact is that it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse.
Correct.
And it's gotten really, really
Correct. Bad.
And so you're in a situation where you've got to, I mean, Mr. Blank's going to support the hell out of you and everything like that. But but there's no way you're going to tell me that he is happy with anything that happens with his football team.
Can't be.
There's nothing for him to be happy about his football team. Nothing at all. And so because he's a businessman and all those different things. His football team ain't been good business for him.
You know?
I mean, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, looking at, he's still making the hand over fist.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, which I genuinely don't believe he does. I think Arthur Blank looks at the Falcons football operation as a passion, I want to win.
Yes.
Not necessarily just a bottom line.
Right.
Bottom line perspective, they're doing great.
Oh, yeah, hand over fist.
They're doing great.
Hand over fist.
If he sold this thing right now, he'd make, I don't even know what percentage on return from what he bought this thing for all those years ago. So, like, from a business perspective, everybody in the NFL is doing solid.
Yes.
But that's hopefully not the way that they're judging this thing. And again, everything you say is right. I just, we've seen him be patient before in times where it's like, well, why? What's the point of being patient here? You know, waited a little long with Dan Quinn. Maybe they were not patient with Arthur Smith.
I don't think they were.
That was 3 years, but it was 7-10, 3 years in a row. But still, it was 3 years.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
My thing was, it goes back to something you were talking about yesterday. Arthur, and it's not, you're supposed to always, if nobody believes in you, you believe in yourself. I understood. I'm the same way. But at the same time, you felt like, I got this guy. I don't have to explain why this kid, this third round pick that we got, because everybody's now, whenever there's a late round quarterback, everybody, there's two names now. It's Russell and it's Dak.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's ever going to say Tom Brady because.
Well, sometimes they do, but it's like, stop.
Yeah, stop. But then in third, fourth round quarterback, Russell or Dak.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want to go with and everything like that.
Next time that happens, can we say Desmond?
Yes.
And whoever else you want to say? Because, like, for every Russell Wilson, there's there's 10 that didn't happen.
Yes.
And most of them didn't even get an opportunity to start, right? Well, you could say Desmond and Dylan, because Dylan was a third-round draft pick this year, right? Dylan Gabriel?
Yes.
That's not worked out.
At all.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. If, like we always say, if you can name them, then it's not a great example.
I really hate baseball, Andy.
How come? Why now?
Well, Edwin Diaz.
Oh, yeah. The closer from the Mets.
And Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, yeah. The power hitter from the Phillies.
Going back there. Like, I wanted him.
What happened? Where are they going?
Jeff Passan said he is going back to Philadelphia on a five-year, $150 million contract.
Five-year how long?
150.
Pretty good. Damn. Pretty good work if you can get it.
Hell yeah.
What's Edwin Diaz doing? He's Braves?
Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers. Dang it. I'm sure we were right there in the mix for that one.
I think we were, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had to be close.
Yeah.
We had to be close.
Right there.
Da, 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 da. It don't sound.
So they got the song. At Truist, remember?
Yeah.
For
and Contreras. We had his pitching coach.
And had his pitching
coach. Well, we still do have his pitching coach.
But the Dodgers have unlimited money.
Yeah. Dodgers, and yeah.
Yeah. Unlimited money.
Well, at least he's going to be kind of tired because, you know, that outfield, well, I don't know where the hell that bullpen is out there at Dodger Stadium, but his run to the mound.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Pretty far.
Because, yeah, Dodger Stadium's a big one.
It's very big.
Cavernous. Da, da, da. Plus, you know, he'll probably be jet lagged
because he's used to the East Coast. We need him no way.
We got Russell Iglesias.
We need him no way.
Yeah, we're good.
We need him no way.
Braves signed anybody yet?
Yeah, they signed a pitcher yesterday.
Who was it?
Don't worry about it.
That's his name?
Yep.
He'll be back and forth.
Between where and where? Randy side
double A, triple A. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah.
Let's hear Kirby some now. This is let's hear Kirby talk about what's he talking about here? Oh, 9 conference games in the SEC.
Hey, that was the 9th game of our SEC schedule, right? So now just imagine that was the 9th game of the season for everybody in the SEC, and everybody played another SEC game. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it was on this week. I'm saying it was on a previous week. So that's 8 more losses, right? 16 teams. It's 8 more losses in our league. So one team, 2 teams. Let's say this last weekend it was Oklahoma and Ole Miss or whoever hadn't played yet. They played, and they got losses. And then they're going to go to the SEC championship and play another game. Mm-hmm. Those 2 teams were beat up tonight, and that was the 9th game of the year. And we're looking at next year having another game. I mean, the coaches in our league are concerned about it, very concerned about it, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't speak my piece and say that it's concerning. Because if that game affects Alabama, I don't know if it will or not. I have no say-so in it. I've sat in those shoes many times where that game cost you an opportunity. But hypothetically, every team just played another game in their 9th game. So there's 8 more losses.
And 8 more wins.
And it, yeah.
There's also going to be teams that win those games.
Yeah.
Which is always my response to, like, Sark saying, well, we shouldn't play Ohio State. You could have beat them.
Yeah.
You beat Ohio State, you'd be in the playoffs. You could
have. And I know that's the new thing now is because I did see Sark come out and say we are going to honor our head-to-heads with, you know, whatever. If it's Ohio State got to go there or somebody, they are going to honor it and everything like that.
What a competitor.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think you should be punished for playing good teams.
I agree.
But you still have an opportunity to beat them.
Yeah.
You know,
you should beat them.
You still have opportunities to beat them. And the whole 9 game schedule, everything, is that going to make things harder? Probably.
Definitely.
You know, probably.
Especially in good conferences where it's about the wins and losses, obviously, but it's also about, you know, that's 60 more minutes where one of your best players could get banged up and he's not available later.
It's football. You can get banged up in other games. Exactly. I'm going to be selfish. I don't need it to affect my time when I go to see Georgia play. Okay, I don't need them to take away, you know, Tennessee Tech and all those teams. That's when I'm going to the game.
Oh, right. Yeah they're not going to get you in Athens ever again.
Yeah. You think you're going to switch that to a conference game.
You're in the building for Charlotte.
You think I'm going up there and this is a conference game. No, I ain't going. I need
Why do you need it to be one of those teams?
Because that's when it's the easiest to get in and out of Athens.
Yeah, because traffic's better.
Yep, it's the easiest to get in and out of Athens.
And the game starts at 12:45.
Yep, it's the easiest time to get in and out of Athens, Andy.
They put it on the SEC network and nobody goes.
Yes, it's the easiest time to get in and out of Athens.
You're making a compelling argument for keeping it.
I know, man. Randy wants this.
No, I don't mean that. Like, having you there is great. But the reason that you go is because no one goes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Easy way out of Athens, the whole thing is just weird now, man. And that's why I said the only time I'm good on the college football news is when it's not even actually news, when the game was actually being played. All this other stuff. I mean, because I think about it, and I go back to some of the callers that we had last week about it don't matter and all those different things. And I go back and I think, like, how long have you been loving this team? Because if you've been loving this team, then you have fallen into this, oh, don't curse, Randy, this softified new stuff, this new train of thought by doing, you say it all the time, doing less is better,
mm-hmm.
you know? And we, I just, I'll never, ever.
We've never advocated for
I
less.
I will never go over there.
Ever.
I will never go to that side.
Ever.
You know, but.
I like sports.
I love it. I want to see all of it. And yeah. I like my team to play for championship trophies.
Me too.
And I want them to win them, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Amen. As for the, like, all of the talk of it being, like, you know, broken or anything like that, no, it isn't. Because, like you said, when the game kicks off, the games are great.
Yeah.
Like, whether you, you know, were on that train of thought or on our train of thought or whatever for Saturday, Saturday at 4, the SEC Championship game was fun as hell to watch.
Awesome.
Especially if you're a Georgia fan.
Yeah,
but if
man.
You were just a casual fan, that's still fun to watch. Ratings are going to be through the roof. That's the reason why they're going to keep it more than anything. But I do, like, if you're going to 9 conference games and you're going to expand the college football playoff, which they're definitely going to do, we're walking closer to there not being conference championship games anymore, which is a shame. I mean, you could still just crown a, you know, regular season champion and you can call them a conference champion like that. But that's what, eventually, like, there can be too many games just because the schedule is what it is. Like, you can't just have 18 games in a college schedule.
But I'm just looking because you had they got the college football bowl schedule up, right, for all the bowls and the playoffs included. And I'm just looking at it as like, there's so much time in here where you can play these damn playoff games.
Oh, I know.
There's so much time.
Well, they could have started
they
already.
They could have been started. There's so much time that you can play these damn games.
Yes.
You know, are you telling me that you want teams to be as rested as possible before you get to the playoffs? Is that why they're taking off? I mean,
I think what they should do is go to 16, no conference championships. Regular season conference champion counts for something. You have to have some sort of benefit for winning all your conference games. And then that conference weekend, championship weekend, last weekend's the first round. And then we do the second round this weekend.
Or maybe,
and then you give them a break for Christmas.
Maybe a week so you can get all the logistics
however,
and all that.
However you want to do it, there's going to be a gap in there somewhere.
Right.
But then we're playing football.
Let go.
And if we're talking about what would be the quarterfinals this weekend, I always get quarters and semis confused.
You always do, and you ask me, look
every
at me
single
like,
time.
I'm like,
Well, because quarters are 4.
Yes.
But I think but semis are the final 4. Yeah. And then quarterfinals are the 8, right? Elite 8 is quarterfinals.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It should be opposite.
Hey, this Thursday, we get you ready for a Falcons game with the live broadcast of Dukes and Bell from Gustin's in Ackworth, brought to you by Miller Lite. All with the pregame discussion analysis.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We'll have specials on Miller Lite as all at Gustin's in Ackworth. That's Dukes and Bell, 2-6.
Because, like, semi could mean anything. Like, semi doesn't necessarily mean final 4. Semi could be 8. But quarter is literally 1/4, right? There's 4 left. It's just like at the airport when it says arrivals and departures. I'm like, well, I just arrived. Which one do I go to? Am I departing? Where am I going? These are questions that I ponder. Okay? Now you know that. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. You don't have to worry about that. You can go there. It's open to you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.